Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of Malachi chapter 3. From the days of your fathers, you have turned away from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of armies. But you say, how shall we return? Would anyone rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the entire nation of you. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And put me to the test now in this, says the Lord of armies, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Then I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor will the vine in the field prove fruitless to you, says the Lord of armies. All the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of armies.
When God created the heavens and earth, he carried out his plan with purpose. Nothing was haphazard, late, or uncertain. The same could be said regarding his plans for each of his children. Every aspect of our life, including our finances, is under his watchful eye and providential care. But despite his perfect record of faithfulness, money is one of the most difficult things for us to entrust to him. We foolishly think that we can do a better job of handling our money than omniscient, all-powerful God. In Malachi's time, the Jews had basically stopped trusting the Lord. One indication of the people's distrust was their failure to give the tithes required by biblical law. God accused them of robbing him, and they were suffering financial hardship as a result. Sometimes Christians find that believing the Lord for salvation is easy, and yet they doubt he'll keep his promise when it comes to money. Our willingness to give God the first portion of our income or resources to the church in which we worship is a test of our trust in him. And the truth is, we can fully rely on him because he promises to meet all of our needs. Take a step of obedience today and discover how faithful God is.